Welcome one more time to Reflections at the Worshippers Radio. My name is Cosmas Ilechukwu. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you as we share a few thoughts from your word this moment. We pray for grace and we pray for wisdom. Let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me read from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. I read verse 1 and verse 2. If you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things on earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, will appear, you will appear with him in glory. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. In this short passage, we see the secret of godly living. We see the way we can package our lives and live it in a way that will bring God honor and glory. It shows clearly our responsibility in pursuing godliness and in pursuing the ideals of God's kingdom. First of all, it begins with a probable statement. If then you were raised with Christ. Paul here does not address every Dick and Harry. He addresses those people who are persuaded that they are partakers of the new life in Christ Jesus. That they are partakers of the resurrected life which Jesus Christ now lives. In other words, Paul is here addressing the people he referred to in Corinthians as new creation. In other words, if you have become a new creation, then seek those things which are above. What Paul is meaning here are those people who are truly and properly born again, who are living for Christ, whose mind has been changed, whose heart has been transformed, who are committed to the pursuit of Christ and to the demonstration of godly lifestyle in their life. Paul is talking to them. If you are among those who were raised with Christ, then seek those things which are above. Take note that the word seek is an action word. It takes effort. It takes a personal decision. Paul is calling those who are risen with Christ to intentionally pursue Christ, to take decision to seek the things that are above, things that can only be found in Christ, things that promote godliness, things that promote holiness in life. He says, seek things which are above, things that can only be found in Christ, not things that the world can give, not things that the world can possess, but things that only God can give. The ideals of righteousness, of kindness, of wisdom, of purity, of heart and purpose. God is inviting us to pursue these things. He said, we will seek them. Why must we see them? Because that is where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Whatever is not found in Christ should not entice a believer. Whatever cannot be admitted into Christ in his present location in the heavenly places should have no place in the life of a child of God. You see, if you then were raised with Christ, if you are a partaker in the resurrection of Christ, if you have experienced the transformation of new birth, If you are indeed born again, if you have been born of the Spirit and of water, then begin to live a life that represents your experience. Seek the things which are above and not the things which are on this earth. Why? Because Christ is sitting in heaven at the right hand of God. Then again in verse 2, he used another active imperative word. Set your mind on things above and not on things below. Again, that this involves a deliberate choice of what to pay attention to. The idea here is represented in our tuning our radios or tuning our television to the particular station we want to listen to. There are so many people on the TV, but you don't listen to all of them at the same time. You make a choice and declare preference on which one to listen to and which one not to listen to. And here Paul is using that kind of concept to tell us, intentionally set, choose, set your mind on things above. Tune your mind to focus on listening to the news coming from the throne of God. Set your mind to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Set your mind to receive instructions from God. Set your mind to receive pictures and dreams from God. Set your mind to receive things that only God and only flows from Him. This is the way to pursue godliness. Because what you think about is what you experience and what you become by and by. For as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So if you intentionally set your mind to think on the things above, to imagine the things above, to love the things above, and to dream about the things above, you are likely going to live a life that is representative of the ideals of God's kingdom. Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah that we have to set our mind, that God will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is set on Him, whose mind is established, is founded, is glued on Him. It's again an intentional choice of every individual. Set your mind on Christ. Seek to please Him. Pursue Him deliberately. Make intentional decisions that will show your love and commitment to Him. Sacrifice whatever does not recommend you to His presence. He says, set your mind on things above, things that are godly, things that are of eternal value, things that are praiseworthy, things that God will identify with, and not on things below. Why would God want us to do that? He gave us the reason in verse 3. For you died. When somebody dies, he loses interest in the things of the world. When somebody dies, he is no longer competing with anybody as to what he can possess and what he cannot possess. When somebody dies, he turns his back to everything on earth. Paul is telling us here that we likewise died in Christ. And now that we have died, we have risen up with Him to a new life. The life that is heavenly. The life that reflects the ideals of the kingdom of God. For you died, and now your life is hidden with Christ in God. This simply means that we have no other life apart from Christ, the life of Christ. If the life of Christ is our life, then the actions of that life will reflect the ideals of Christ. We died, and our life is now hidden with Christ in God. And he said that when Christ, who is our life, this is clear, Christ is now our life. You don't own your life. If you are risen with Christ, you don't own your life. If you are a born-again Christian, you don't own your life. If you have experienced the new birth, the transformation in the Spirit, you don't own your life. God owns your life. And because God owns your life, He decrees that you live that life to bring Him honor and glory. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We have no other way of participating in the glory apart from accepting and acknowledging our deadness to the things of this world and our aliveness in Christ, and then intentionally live our life to please him and to honor him. In that way, we can be assured we'll partake of the glory that belongs only to him. May God bless you, and bless you indeed as you reflect on these matters, weighty, weighty matters, in Jesus' name. Amen. See you again same time next week at the Worshippers Radio.
To learn more about Reflections with Dr. Cosmas and to download today's message and all previous messages, go to worshippersradio.com/cos or simply click on the Buy button and you will find all the information you need.